East London Radio here, and we've come to the best part of the show. It's our studio guest is Rashika Ahmed, and she's a community herbalist. Welcome to the studio and the show, Rashika.
Thank you for having me.
Lovely. So, you know, I know you've been involved in herbalism for many years, but what actually drew you into that field?
Well, it's about 10 years ago now, I think.
Wow.
I started to study it, and I had been working in a different area completely of arts and marketing and festivals.
Wow.
In Nottingham, but I didn't want to do that anymore, and I travelled a bit, and it kind of just floated to the surface. I feel like it had been something inside me always since I was a child, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really wanting to know about the wisdom of the earth. The knowledge of the earth.
I like
trees
that
and plants.
Wisdom of the earth. So you say you're community based, and you obviously are. So how do you actually get your information and stuff out there? What do you do?
Well, I've been doing a lot of community work since I qualified, really. I started off at the mill in Walthamstow.
Oh, yeah, that's down the bottom of the market, the high street in Walthamstow, listeners. Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant community space. And I got the chance to run a couple of courses with Charm, a fellow herbalist at that time, just as we qualified. And that made me realise that I really loved being with people and sharing the knowledge. And it felt important to spread the word about it as well.
Wonderful. And Rashika, dear listeners, I went on one of her herbal walks. It's a completely different experience for me altogether, but it was such fun. And I didn't realise you and your colleague, I can't remember the colleague who was with you, they were so full of information. Everything they plucked, you could do this with it, you could do... I was agog.
That's
so
really
do you
true.
Still do those walks? Or?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's something that's such a lovely thing to do. I've done it through the years, and last year I did one once a month on Walthamstow Marshes, so that we see the land changing through the seasons. And that's really one of the best things, because you have this lovely ramble with a group of people, and people always come with their own knowledge as well, but you go through the spring and summer and see the variety of wild
medicinals. Fabulous. To be recommended, dear listeners. In terms of you do your walks and that, how often do you do them?
So at the moment the walks are every few weeks. You can find the details on my website, which we'll give
we'll do
later.
At the end, yeah.
As we go into the spring and summer, obviously all the plants are starting to come up in
alive.
Wild abundance.
And have you noticed any sort of slowing down or change in terms of the really cold spells we had?
Yeah, with that snow, I mean, everything's still quite small. I've just come along, I've cycled from Walthamstow to here along Hollow Pond.
Oh, lovely.
And I see there the cleavers and the nettles, which are some of the spring
the
greens.
The what?
Cleavers.
What are cleavers?
Sticky Willy. It's a...
Hey? You heard it here first, listeners. Sticky Willy, what's that?
Cleavers and nettles, they grow at this time of year, and it's the first green leaves that are very nutritious, but also cleansing after the winter.
Okay. What do you mean cleansing?
Cleavers, they stimulate the lymphatic system, and they work
through
the urinary system.
So what, you put them in
system.
Water, hot water
yeah.
or something?
You can make a tea with them, just pour hot water on, and drink it daily as a fresh infusion.
This is what
this
I've been missing all my life, love.
Yeah.
Cleanse you out. That's amazing. I want to ask you about more herbs shortly, but I really want to sort of get our listeners to be aware of just how much work you do, Rashika. So you do your walks, and then you've got your workshops.
Yeah.
So how do they run, and how often do they run?
Yeah, so it's just come out really that through my work it felt very important to be sharing knowledge.
Absolutely.
About plant medicine, so we can all start to use it together. So I start doing workshops around London, and in Walthamstow running a couple of different longer courses.
And so the courses, what, there's several weeks or?
Yeah, so there's one that's a Sunday series of 3 weeks, medicine making, practical medicine making.
Oh, right.
At the mill, which is the
wonderful
one we talked about
project,
in Walthamstow.
Yeah. So when you say medicine making, do you bring herbs in as a sample and then you do concoctions
and
stuff?
The idea is to teach people how to make basic herbal preparations like dry herbs, make teas, make tinctures, syrups, this kind of thing.
Have you got those posh little brown bottles then?
I have some of those. I have quite a lot of those.
Okay, that's great. So now, coming back to the specific herbs, what would you recommend as a... You just said about the Sticky Willy, but what would you recommend as a sort of like a general pick-me-up or tonic or something?
Yeah.
Or?
The thing with plant medicine is it's so seasonal, so you can go through the year using different things. But at this time of year, coming from winter to spring, all these green leaves are coming that are full of nutrients and minerals and vitamins, like nettles, stinging nettles, that have traditionally been used as a food, as a spring vegetable.
Well, I put nettles in a bucket of water for 2 weeks and then I feed the plants. Is that good enough?
That's good for the plants.
So,
you can try it. But
what do you... I mean... Nettles.
So you make tea, but then you can put them in soup, and I had a really good nettle risotto one time in Italy. Lord. So they're treated like a spinach, like a vegetable.
They look like spinach, but does the sting go out then?
When when you put hot water on nettles, the sting goes. Yeah.
So I can't bear the thought of having burns all over my tongue and lips. Okay.
People do eat them like that, though. Also, you can beat yourself with them. Around
she's,
the joints.
She's been out of order here, listeners. But tell me, what, in terms of, do you have a sort of diets of herbs for yourself, or is it a daily thing?
I'd say it is, yeah, because when you know the plants that are growing around you that are wild, it's really nice to be able to go and pick them and make teas with them and add them to food. So yeah, at this time of year, there's ones like chickweed and dandelion leaves.
Oh God, they're
and cleavers.
They're all over the place.
Exactly, they're really abundant, and there are sort of wild food and medicine.
So what would you suggest with chickweed?
Chickweed is good in a smoothie, actually.
Good lord.
With bananas. But all of these green leaves, you can just make teas with them daily, and they've got this thing where they nourish your body and your systems, but they also help to cleanse you after the winter, removing toxins from the system through the urinary tract and the lymphatic system.
Oh, my goodness. While we were off air, I was just chatting to her about possibly getting some diets in a pamphlet or a book or something, and lo and behold, what are you up to?
Well, we're thinking about that. I'm planning a collaboration. It's nothing definite yet, but through possibly through the mill with a ceramicist who's based in Walthamstow. We were talking about creating a book together through a series of workshops. She's a book printmaker as well.
Oh, that's a good link, isn't it?
So making a record of the plants of the marshes through doing prints and putting in information about them, which I think it's a lovely dream.
And it's just really do a good job in terms of advertising her work, listeners. The little flyer she's given us here, it's a picture of the walk. And gosh, it looks about 50 or 60 people there. They've got their fingers in the pie, they've got their rucksacks taking this bit and that bit and
opens up to you.
Absolutely. So tell me, I know you're based largely in Wood Street, in that it's like a hub there. And I have to say, listeners, that Wood Street was sort of like dying a death. But from what Rashika and what Graham Hodgkiss of Wood Street first doing, it's really getting a rebirth, isn't it? So tell us about the hub that you're involved with, and how many people are involved and so on.
Okay, so this is a new project in a way. I've been thinking about it for a couple of years, but we're starting to make it real now. And the idea is a community apothecary.
Community apothecary. That's a one to say, isn't it? You'll need a herb to be able to say that.
So the idea is for us to have a little space that becomes a pharmacy, a herbal pharmacy, where people can come and access herbal medicines. And the medicines are made locally by people who want to come and learn how to make them. And they're made with plants that are grown or gathered locally in the Waltham Forest Borough.
Wow.
So it's about connecting our growing spaces.
So how many people are involved there?
So over the last while, having been teaching in Waltham Forest, I've kind of gathered a crew of people.
Great.
Lots of amazing women who are coming together because they want to learn how to make herbal medicines, but they might be also gardeners and growers. There's connections with Organic Lee, the food growing
great.
Project.
Yeah, of course.
And the idea is to make a little network of people that are growing plants for medicine and then coming together regularly to make the medicine. And then the idea is the medicine would be available for people in the community. So I'd say there's probably about, I don't know, between 10 and 20 people involved loose way at the moment.
You'll get a core group there. You know what's going through my mind is the woman I had here who does Mother's Ruin, the gin.
Yeah,
gathers all the... But she makes a little bit of alcohol, you know what I mean? You got any alcohol in your herbs?
Well, that's what herbal tinctures are.
Oh.
It's herbs infused in alcohol.
Oh, sorry to be so ignorant.
But in small doses.
So you can't really taste it.
You can.
Let's just develop that a little bit more about that hub, because it really sounds exciting.
Yeah,
and I'm sure Graham at Wood Street First would support you there.
Yeah.
So give me the different, because it's not all herbalism, is it?
So basically the space, which is at number 2 Georgian Village on Wood Street.
Oh, I know it. That's a wonderful little...
So there's lots of little units in there. And this one is a collective of us called People of Purpose.
Oh, wow.
Pop Pop East London. So you can find that on Facebook, Pop East London. And in this collective, there's people who are crafters and makers, and the idea is for people to be coming and learning how to make things. So there's Jesslyn, who does pattern cutting. She's a fashion designer.
Oh, wow.
And then a couple of women who do Craft Paradise, where kids and families can come and learn how to sew and crochet and knit. So it's all on different days. It's called Community Herbal Hands, is this apothecary project.
I like it.
And that's every Thursday. So we're open 10 till 5 every Thursday, with a focused workshop activity between 2 and 4 in the afternoon.
Oh, gosh.
So that people can come and learn, basically. And then we start to build up a stock of medicines.
So let's have your website and details there,
Ashika. So the website is hedgeherbs.org.uk.
Is that one word, hedgeherbs?
All one word, hedgeherbs, okay. .org.uk.
Okay. And can you give it some intro about what's coming up in the
next few months? So now the spring obviously is starting to burst. So the next herb walk on Walthamstow Marshes is on the 31st, Saturday the 31st of March.
Oh, wow, that's only a couple of weeks ago.
So there are spaces on that if people are interested to book, and you can get the information from my website. My number is on there. And in April I'm doing the second Sunday series of medicine making at the mill. The 8th, the 15th and the 22nd of April. So and there's a couple of spaces still left on that.
Okay. So how do you actually do the medicine? Do you bring all the ingredients yourself?
Herbs. Ideally in the spring, bring fresh herbs, and then we make different preparations with them. We've done tinctures and cough syrup and things like infused oils, balms and creams.
Oh, wow.
So people learn how to do it, and then they take them home and they can start to experiment.
So if you further down the line, do you actually want to have an outlet like the hub, but sort of like a shop that you can sell all these
things? I mean, that would be the idea. Wow. To have a space where we have the apothecary, people can get medicines, but also they can come and learn how to make medicines, and a clinic as well, because I do that also from home. People come to see me for health support.
I'm thinking Holland and Barrett, get them to give you a little concession area in their big new shop, love. Maybe. In the mall. Why not? What else do you want to say to our listeners about your hedge herbs? Do you want to say about, you open for people just to call in Wood Street?
Yeah, so Wood Street is every Thursday, not the next two Thursdays because I'm away, but from the start of April.
Okay.
We'll be there every Thursday 10 till 5 with a drop-in activity between 2 and 4, so everyone's welcome to pop in.
So you can just pop in?
I'll be down there.
So that's after Easter?
Yeah,
you'll
after
be up
Easter.
And running.
We'll be
and tell us again the day, was it?
Thursday.
Okay.
Every Thursday. We're just there to come in, and it's basically for people who are interested in learning about plant medicine and using it, having it as part of their lives.
To make a difference.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much for coming in, Rashika.
Thank you,
Mary.
It's
been a pleasure seeing
thanks
you
a
again.
Lot.
And I recommend personally one of those walks, dear listeners. I mean, you just walk past all this green, yellow, red stuff, and they've all got miracle cures on them, you know. Thanks.